So our sermon topic today is church family.
咁今日嘅经文咧系记载咗喺彼得前书三章八至九节。
So today the scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 8 to 9. 彼得前书三章八至九节。总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存怜悯和谦卑的心，不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因为你们正是为此蒙召的，好使你们承受福气。
识睇嘅，识睇嘅。
First Peter, chapter 3, 8 to 9. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because of this you were called so that you may inherit a blessing. 我哋请Jonathan,
Pastor Jonathan. So welcome, Jonathan and Stephen.
Hello. Cool.Oh, what a wonderful way to celebrate our anniversary today.
大家好，真係好開心可以用咁興奮嘅心情嚟到慶祝今日嘅堂慶。
Cool, and I just want to take this moment to welcome everyone joining us online.
亦都係想借呢個機會咧，就係歡迎喺網上同我哋一齊崇拜嘅弟兄
姊妹。And also everyone who is with us but sitting outdoors today.
亦都係坐喺出邊嘅弟兄姊妹朋友。
Yeah, so welcome. So good to have all of us together to worship.
歡迎大家，我哋能夠開心可以大家仔仔一堂嚟到喺度敬拜神。
You know, we always say that church is not the building, it's the people.
好多時我哋都話教會係關於我哋人群，而唔係一個建築物。
And what better way to celebrate our anniversary than to celebrate the people who make church possible?
咁所以用冇嘢更加體貼嘅、更加貼切嘅，就係慶祝一班嘅主內弟兄姊妹朋友。
So after 4 weeks, we've reached the end of our Church Vision series.
咁我哋用咗过往四个星期嚟到去同大家分享我哋教会嘅意象。
We've looked at Christ-centered, that we are overwhelmingly aware of Jesus' presence every moment of our day to day.
我哋首先睇过嘅就系以基督为中心，我哋每时每刻都系清楚意识到主耶稣基督嘅同在。
Then we looked at missional, which means we actively take part in what God's doing in the world today.
而跟住我哋睇到嘅就系使命为日常，就系睇我哋就作为神嘅子民，参与神嘅使命，让福音活喺我哋每生活嘅每一日。
We looked at intergenerational, that we treasure the potential of every generation from young to old in faith, hope, and love.
而第三个就系我哋嘅跨代，跨代就系唔会忽视每一代人嘅潜力。无论他们是年轻或者是年长。
And then we looked at cross-cultural, that we value every person's unique God-given story.
而跟着第四个步就是我们的跨文化。跨文化就是我们重视神在我们每一个人所写的独特的故事。
And so today, we are looking at church family.
今天去到戏屋了，我们就是我们的大家庭。
教会大家庭。
教会大家庭。
Right, here's a definition. We take to heart the reality that we are brothers and sisters.
我们对教会大家庭这个的定义就是我们紧记住我们每个弟兄姊妹这个的事实。
Right, we take to heart the reality that we are brothers and sisters.
我们在我们心口里面知道我们是主内的弟兄姊妹。
So, let's be clear.
咁或者我首先要強調一點啊。
Church family isn't the same as family church.
首先就係教會大家庭並唔代表係家庭教會啊。
Right, so of course please bring your families along, but it doesn't mean you have to be a family to come.
咁當然咧，就係你歡迎你哋帶你嘅家庭嘅成員啊，子女嚟到教會聚會，但係唔係話因你要有家庭先出嚟教會聚會。
Right, but a church family, a church that recognizes that God has brought us together as brothers and sisters.
我哋作為呢個教會嘅大家庭，係因為主親自嘅召聚我哋唔同嘅人一齊嚟到喺呢度當中成為主內嘅弟兄姊妹。
So, turn to the person next to you.And say, 喂大哥大佬家姐。
咁你或者可以同你隔离嘅人嚟到讲一声 ,brothers and sisters.
or 細佬阿妹。
或者 younger brother or younger sister.
Yeah, so it doesn't really work in English, I'm sorry.
喺英文呢始终唔系词不达意嘅。
But, now we did that for a bit of fun, but it's true.
可能我哋只係作笑咁嚟開玩笑咁講，但其實呢個係真實嘅。
Right, the New Testament letters written to the early church communities is couched in family language.
因為新約入面好多嘅經卷、好多嘅書信入面當中都係講到呢個教會呢個大家庭。
Right, in 1 Timothy 3, the church is called God's household.
喺提摩太前書呢度講到嘅就係神嘅家。
In Ephesians 2, it says we're no longer strangers, but citizens and members of God's household.
在以弗所书里面就讲到的时候，我们不再是外人，不再是客旅，而是主内在圣徒的同国，神家里面的人。
In Galatians 6, it calls us the family of believers.
在加拉太书里面讲到就是我们是信徒一家。
In 1 Peter 2, many translations say family of believers, or in the original Greek, the brotherhood.
有好多喺彼得前書入面有好多嘅翻譯嘅經卷入面講到就係話係教會中嘅教嘅弟兄，或者我哋講到係弟兄姊妹。
Right, so of course brotherhood in the Bible doesn't just mean men.
首先要解釋下喺聖經入面講到嘅弟兄咧，並唔係單指男性。
Right, it means brothers and sisters. That's just how the Greek language worked.
只不過呢係希臘原文佢哋嘅用法嘅用語，弟兄係包括埋弟兄姊妹。
Right, and if we count the uses of brothers and sisters, this phrase,
如果我们是在圣经里面当中去数弟兄姊妹这句的字句的时候呢
we see it comes up more than 100 times.
在圣经里面出现过超过100次。
It is abundantly clear from the Bible that God considers fellow believers as brothers and sisters.
所以很清楚明确的在圣经里面讲到主耶稣是特别著名我们应该是好像弟兄姊妹这样来相处。
Right, and not just as a form of address.
并不是单称只是一个称号这样的叫法。
We are, in reality, brothers and sisters in Christ.
而我们实实际际实实在在的在主内是弟兄姊妹。
And so scripture is clear that the church is meant to relate to each other as siblings.
所以在这个的圣经里面在经文里面很多时候都是跟我们讲到就是我们应该是互相称呼互相来去对待是成为弟兄姊妹。
But if you have, already have a sibling, can I get you to put up your hand?
又或者如果你真真正正在家里是有弟兄姊妹的可不可以举一举手呢
Alright, so I want you to think about them for a moment.
或者你想一想你家里面的弟兄姊妹。
What's the first word that comes to mind to describe them?
你第一眼想到的是什么呢
Would it be fair to say that our relationships with our siblings perhaps aren't the most gracious relationships that we have?
会不会讲得比较白一点呢就是你和你的家的弟兄姊妹的成员呢的关系其实都不是真的那么恩言呢
I think we love our siblings deep down.
我们心坎里面其实都是很爱我们的家的弟兄姊妹。
But sometimes they're just a bit of a pain.
但是很多时候他们都很烦。
And maybe that's true with church as well.
其实在套用在教会里面其实都是一样的。
We love each other deep down.
我们在内心心口里面都是很尊重很爱护大家。
But maybe it can be a bit hard to get along.
但有时候真的在相处的时候都是会有困难。
And so here are five things we can learn from 1 Peter that can help us become a better family.
所以今天就让我们在彼得前书里面来到学习五样的功课。
Right, 1 Peter 3 verse 8 reads, Finally, all of you should be of one mind, sympathize with each other, Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude.
第八节，总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
So first, be of one mind.
第一样的功课就是同心。
Step back to see the big picture.
退一步看一看这幅大的图画。
Be of one mind doesn't mean be of one brain.
同心并不是说我们叫同脑袋。
It doesn't mean we have to think the same way or do the same thing.
不代表我们要思想一致，做的事一定要一致。
And we also touched on this when we talked about a cross-cultural church.
我们之前也讲到在这个跨文化的教会里面。
都有讲到的。Oh, yeah. Sorry. But be of one mind means be of one purpose.
同心讲的是同一个方向，同一个目标。
What binds us together in like-mindedness is purpose, the big picture.
将我们就是缠埋来都是去融埋一起的，是因为有大家同一个共同的目标。
So as an example, I've known Michael for 5 to 6 years now, and he's okay with me sharing this.
或者让我有一个例子分享啦。Michael 同我都相识咗5-6年啦。
When we first met, we thought, hey, we could be friends, and we are.
当我们初相识的时候，我觉得，咦，当然可以做朋友。
But over time, we realized we're actually quite different people.
咁但係過咗一段嘅時間嘅時候，我哋覺得其實我哋真係好自然不同嘅人。
We see things differently, we do things differently.
我哋嘅睇法，我哋嘅做法都係有唔同。
More than once we've argued and disagreed.
好多時我哋都有爭拗。
But we still work together.
但係我仍然可以同樣嘅一齊嚟到同工
侍奉。We still lead together.
我哋一齊嚟就係去帶敬拜。
We're still honest and vulnerable with each other.
为了可以好彼此的坦诚，同埋就系去向对方展现自己脆弱的一面。
Why？
咁点解
？Well, because we look to the big picture and recognize our shared purpose.
因为我哋睇见一幅大嘅图画，睇见我哋共同迈向嘅方向嘅目标。
We both know that God called us to CACC.
我哋两个都好深切嘅知道系神亲自嘅呼召我哋嚟到呢间教会。
And you know what they say, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family.
大家都讲过了，我们朋友可以选，但是家人不可以选。
And God has given us each other as brothers.
所以神已经是给了你和我成为今天教会里面的弟兄姊妹。
我和他。
哦。
So, whatever our differences, we choose not to let that separate us.
但是我们也是当中也不会说因为我们的彼此的意见的不同来到将我们分隔。
To become a better family, we first learn to be of one mind, to step back and see the big picture.
所以我们要成为更加的融合的大家庭一份子的时候，要我们有同心看到这个大的图画，让我们大家退一步。
Number two, sympathize with each other.
而第二点就是说彼此的体恤。
Right, step into someone else's shoes.
代入去人哋切身处地嚟到去谂一谂。
When we have arguments in our earthly families, how often do they go something like this?
如果你喺家中入边同你嘅弟兄姊妹真正有争拗嘅时候，会点样咧
？Mom, Dad, you just don't understand.
阿爸阿妈，你真系唔明咧。
And then the parent goes off and texts their friend, 我真系唔明，我仔都佢咁都得嘅。
And then you will then text all your friends and say.I can't understand. I can't even imagine my mom and dad would think like that.
What went wrong? What went wrong?
咁究竟边度做错咗咧
？You see, in a family, we expect similarity.
因为我哋喺家庭成员入边嘅时候，我哋觉得我哋嘅成员应该同我哋系有相似嘅地方。
We expect that we think the same way, the wrong kind of like-mindedness.
我哋系期望佢哋同我哋嘅谂法系一样嘅，一样相睇法相同，思想相同。
When in reality we have to see that God brings together different people, both in our spiritual family and our earthly families.
但实际上，神将我哋摆埋一齐嘅时候，无论我哋家庭嘅弟兄姊妹，定系主内属灵嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋嘅思想都系可以有唔同嘅。
And so we have to learn to step into other people's shoes.
所以我哋要学习点样嚟到切身处地从对方方面去睇。
To see things from a different point of view.
用唔同嘅角度嚟到去睇事实。
To listen and not judge.
当我哋要系去用心嚟到聆听，而唔系去批判。
In today's language, we might call this EQ, to have better EQ.
或者用今日现代人嘅术语嘅时候，讲紧系情商。
So we have to be good at listening.
咁所以我哋系需要到学习点样嚟到聆听。
We also have to be good at explaining.
更加要學習怎樣去解釋、
It goes both
表達
ways.
因為這個是雙向的。
We have to recognize when we, feel, when we start feeling frustrated and learn to control it.
所以當我們發覺到我們自己是很不耐煩的時候，要學得怎樣去自控。
Both when we're explaining something and the other person doesn't seem to understand.
又或者當你嘗試解釋的時候，而對方不明白的話。
And when we're listening and the other person doesn't seem to make sense.
又或者你喺度聆听紧嘅时候，佢讲嘅嘢根本就冇道理。
And this can only be learned through experience.
只可以凭住我哋嘅经验嚟到累积。
When we try, we will still mess up.
当然，无论你点样去尝试嘅时候，可能都会有失败嘅情况。
We will still get frustrated because it takes practice.
我哋当然亦都会有唔耐烦嘅时候，因为需要不断嘅学习。
But don't give up.
但系千祈唔好放弃。
Because the more we try, the more we will be able to sympathize with each other.
因为当我们来到越断不断的尝试不断的学习的时候，我们不断就会学习连率，彼此连率。
To become a better family, we learn to step into other people's shoes.
好让我们成为更加一个家庭的一份子，我们能够切身处地来到看法。
So, number three, love each other as brothers and sisters.
咁而第三样功课就系话相爱如弟兄姊妹。
The key word here is as brothers and sisters。
呢度最特别要强调嘅字眼就系弟兄姊妹。
Not love。
讲紧嘅唔系爱，讲紧特别系弟兄姊妹嘅相爱。
Some translations don't do this justice. The NIV just says love one another。
咁有啲嘅译本咧，可能唔能够更加嘅贴切嚟到去表达。譬如現代本只是說彼此相愛。
The Greek word here, however, is show brotherly love.
而在希臘原文的時候，他的解釋就是說你要去表達這個的表愛。
Yeah, so like 相愛與弟兄。
就相愛與弟兄。
Yeah, so brotherly, siblingly, as brothers and sisters.
說的是在你的家庭成員裡面的弟兄的愛。
We throw this phrase around, brothers and sisters, at church so much.
我们在教会经常用的这个用语时都说弟兄姊妹。
But as I was preparing this message, it occurred to me, have we ever thought about taking this more literally?
那当传道人在预备讲章的时候，他在厮杀着，是不是我们真的很字眼地来到斟酌着我们弟兄姊妹这个字呢？
You know, earlier I asked you to greet the person next to you as 大佬家姐。
之前我叫你同你身边嘅人讲 brothers and sisters。
How did that feel？
你觉得感觉如何呢
？Was it strange？
系咪好奇怪
？But in a weird way, it also felt kind of good。
但或者喺一啲好吊诡嘅地方，好似觉得咦几沥青。
Not just as a form of address, but something much more visceral。
唔系净系大家打招呼嘅用语，而系感觉到有一种嘅味意。
Many of you know my sister Joanna got married recently.
大家都知道啦，我个妹最近结咗婚。
So Gordon and I are now brothers, brothers-in-law, but brothers.
咁所以 Gordon 同佢咧，而家成为佢嘅妹夫啦，咁亦都系佢嘅 coming 啦。
And I realize it's a similar feeling.
当中有同样嘅感觉。
There's a level of trust, care, and concern that comes from being family.
因为成为家庭成员一份子的时候，无论在信任啊、依赖啊当中，都是成为去升一层的层次。
So if you ever find yourself skimming over the words brotherly love or love as brothers and sisters in the Bible, stop for a moment.
所以下一次当你看圣经的时候，如果再看见讲到彼此相爱或者相爱如弟兄的时候，停一停，消化一下。
Ask yourself.
问一问你自己。
If so and so were my brother related by blood,
假如呢一位同我真系我亲嘅弟兄姊妹嘅话
，Yeah, or my sister related by blood, would I act differently?
我会唔会 用唔同嘅方法，或者係有唔同嘅處理嘅方法呢？相處嘅方法。
I think it's a good question.
一個係好貼切嘅問題。
And so to become a better family, we can practice this, taking the words brothers and sisters at face value.
所以我哋真係可以字面嘅嚟到係將我哋主內弟兄姊妹就好似當係家人一樣嚟到相待。
So number four, be tender-hearted.
而第四點講緊就係全憐憫嘅心。
Or compassionate. This is a hard word to translate, but it means the kindness that you would show to a family member.
全憐憫嘅心好似好難去譯出嚟，或者係去表達。其實將你對家人嘅表達嘅時候，你會覺得容易去理解。
In other words, it's acceptance, not rejection.
簡單啲嚟講，就係接納，而唔係嚟到去拒絕。
The number of times I've heard "if only."
好多時候我聽見細佬話：假如或者。
If only my mom was less strict.
假如我媽媽係冇管得咁嚴。
If only my dad would listen to me.
又假如果爸爸肯聽我講嘢嘅話。
If only my sister would be less annoying, or my brother.
又或者我嘅妹或者我嘅阿哥唔會咁煩。
If only my son would be more obedient.
又或者我個仔更加聽話嘅話。
Or my daughter would apply herself more.
又或者我個女可以更加有用。Apply yourself more.
Like work harder.
有用。
Okay.
勤力啲喎。
勤力啲 ，yeah. You know, these are phrased as hypotheticals, but really they're all saying the same thing.
好似聽落去呢啲全部都係假設，但其實講緊都係同一樣嘢啫嘛。
You're not good enough for me.
因為你
即係你聽落去
都係仲係唔係咁聽話，
唔足夠對我
唔夠 ，not enough to me.
It is the opposite to acceptance. This is rejection.
呢個好似唔係接納，好似係拒絕緊。
But what is family?
咁究竟乜嘢係為之大家庭咧？
I mentioned this before, family isn't something we get to choose.
剛才已經講過了，家人沒得選的。
Rather than facing rejection, family is the place to belong.
我們與其說去拒絕的時候，家庭反而是我們成為當中來去招聚的一份子，一份的成員。
It's a place to be accepted and to accept.
在家庭裡面就是要被接納，同樣地去接納人。
Of course, we want to help people grow and become better people, more Christ-like.
當然呢，我哋係想幫助大家嚟不斷嘅成長，更加像主。
But our acceptance of other people is never to be conditional on them changing.
但係我哋接納別人嘅時候係無條件嘅，唔會話因為要等佢變嘅時候我哋先接納佢。
Right, that's the same unconditional love that God shows us.
而同樣地，呢個就係神無條件向我哋顯示嘅愛。
If this is the person God has given us,
假如呢個坐喺你身邊嘅人就係主親自帶到我哋生命入邊嘅話
，then we choose to accept them as they are。
我哋會選擇嚟就係去接納佢哋現有嘅
，not who we think they should be or who we want them to be。
我哋唔係選擇佢假如或者佢會變成點樣樣。
But who they are right now.
就佢今時今日佢哋自己。
Becoming a better family starts with accepting who God has given us.
所以我哋成為更加像主、更加主內嘅大家庭嘅成員嘅時候，我哋首先要學習接納人。
And finally, keep a humble attitude.
而最後就要有存一個謙卑嘅心。
This goes two ways，
係雙向嘅。
First， ancient Greek culture was an honor shame culture， just like a lot of Asian cultures today。
咁喺呢個古代希臘嘅文化入邊咧，就同我哋中國嘅文化係好相像嘅。
Honor shame culture。
就係又係會譴責啊，亦都係會嚟到推舉抬舉嘅文化。
If someone disrespects you, you have to fight back. 點都要爭翻啖氣。
即係如果有人侮辱你嘅話咧，你點都係要為自己爭氣、嗌交或者對向。
Right, if you're having an argument, you can't back down.
如果你同人嗌交嘅時候咧，唔可以輸。
You have to, even if you're wrong, you have to twist it into you being right.
就算你錯咧，講都講到你係啱嘅。
And being humble is the opposite of that.
咁全謙卑咧就啱啱係相反。
To become a better family, we have to learn to say sorry.
所以要成為大家庭彼此一個家人嘅時候，首先要學習嘅就係點樣道歉。
To admit when we're wrong.
認錯，當我哋錯嘅時候就要認。
And that's really hard for us Asians.
對亞洲人嚟講，或者中國人嚟講係真係幾難。
Yeah, to put your hand up and say, I'm sorry. That was my mistake.
要去舉手向別人承認我做錯了，真的很難。
It's hard.
很難。
On the other hand, Kiwi culture suffers from what we call the tall poppy syndrome.
咁但係反相反地喺紐西蘭嘅本地西人嘅文化入面嘅時候呢，就啱啱相反呢，佢哋係有呢個槍打出頭鳥嘅做法。
Where instead of not being humble enough, we are too humble.
他們不是全謙卑，而是太謙卑。
We don't put our hands up to do things because we don't want to stand out.
我們不去舉手做事，不是因為我們不想表現自己。
We think, nah, I'm not good enough anyway.
而我們說，哦，無謂啦，我都不夠他那麼好。
Now that's also a twisted understanding of humility.
這個都是對這個謙卑的字眼是一個很歪解的看法。
Because being humble doesn't mean neglecting your God-given gifts.
全謙卑並不是代表你要去否定神給你身上的恩賜。
You have gifts to serve with because God has designed you with a purpose.
神親自的設計了你和我，而當中是有這個恩賜來讓你去侍奉他。
And we need to be confident to step into that calling.
所以我們要在當神呼召我們的時候，我們有信心來去接受。
To become a better family, we need you.
想你成為一個大家庭的時候，我們需要你。
So on the one hand, yes, let's learn to be humble and admit, learn to admit where we're lacking.
一方面，我們要是去接受，要是全謙卑的心，承認我們一些的缺陷。
But also, let's not be so humble that we neglect celebrating each other's successes.
但又不要去到很極端的，就過分的謙虛，令到去要同慶祝彼此的恩賜。
Like we did earlier today.
就好像今天
Pastor Derek.
我們看見Derek 傳道和我們當中分享的信息一樣。
Because at the end of the day, what is the church family for?
因為到最終，究竟成為教會一個大家庭是什麼的原因？
Verse 9. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay with blessing. Because to this you were called, that you may inherit a blessing.
因为第九节的时候，不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
God has brought us together to be a blessing.
神亲自召聚了我们大家一起，来到成为别人的祝福。
To bless each other and to bless the world.
来都是去彼此的祝福，也都是去为这个世界来祝福。
And we can do that as a church family.
所以我们作为一个教会的大家庭，我们可以做到这一点的。
By taking to heart the reality that we are brothers and sisters.
我们要常存在心里面，我们是主内的弟兄姊妹。
Be of one mind. Step back to see the big picture.
我们要同心退一步，看一看这个大家同一起的迈向的目标。
Sympathize with each other, consciously step into other people's shoes.
彼此的怜恤，我们是去逆地而处，从他人的睇法来的。
Love each other as brothers and sisters, actually brothers and sisters.
相爱如弟兄，就好像家人里面的弟兄姊妹一样。
Be tender-hearted, accept who God has given us.
全怜悯的心来到去接受神在我们生命中带给我们的弟兄姊妹。
And keep a humble attitude, admit our mistakes, yet celebrate our gifts.
全一份谦卑的心，但是同样地都要庆祝神给我们个人不同的恩赐。
And so this is the vision for CACC.
呢个就系我哋中信堂嘅意象。
A Christ-centered, missional, intergenerational, cross-cultural church family.
我哋系一个基督为中心、使命为日常、跨代、跨文化教会大家庭。
And family is what brings it all together.
因为最终家庭就系招聚所有人聚埋一齐嘅地方。
So we're going to do something a bit different right now.
咁跟住咧，系会有少少唔同嘅环节啦。
When you came in today, you should have received a card and a pen.
当你入嚟嘅时候咧，你可能系被派咗一个一支笔啦，同埋一个卡嘅。
If you didn't get one, please put your hand up, and the ushers will come round and give you one.
如果是你没有被派到或者没有的话请你举手啊我们的司事会拿给你的。
Okay.
外面有没有啊外面如果没有的话举手啊我们会有人派给你的。
So I want us to take a moment to pray and ask God to put someone on your heart.
所以希望待会用一点用一点的时间我们来祈祷求神放在你心里面一个人。
Maybe it's someone you want to get to know better.
可能一个你想更加认识他的人。
Maybe it's someone you realize you've been neglecting.
又或者一个你觉得是已经疏忽了很久的人。
Maybe it's someone you need to celebrate.
又或者一个是你应该是一起来庆祝的人。
Maybe it's someone you need to say sorry to.
又或者一个你需要向他道歉的人。
Or maybe it's someone you need to forgive.
又或者一个是你需要原谅的人。
So take a moment to pray.
咁系用少少嘅时间祈咗祷先。
And then write the name God is giving you on your card.
而喺呢张卡上边就写低神感动你嘅名。
Right, we won't read the cards. Don't worry, it will be private.
唔需要担心啊，我哋会尊重你嘅私隐，唔会读出嚟。
But we do want to, if you don't mind, collect them up because then I will pray for us and the people we've written down.
咁但係你寫完之后呢我哋会收集埋一齐不记名嘅收集埋一齐嘅时候因为我哋想为呢啲嘅名嚟到祈祷。
Cool, so please take a moment to do so, and then the ushers will come round with a basket.
係啦咁你就用少少时间祈完祷嘅时候先寫低呢个名然之后呢司事係会攞个篮收集呢啲嘅客。
If you're online, And if you're online, if you're following us online, feel free to do the same. Unfortunately, we won't be able to collect it here.
我哋好开心啊！喺网上嘅弟兄姊妹同我一齐崇拜嘅，虽然我哋攞唔到、收集唔到你嘅卡，但系都鼓励你一样，就系祈祷完之后写低佢。
And we will still pray for you, of course.
我们都是会为你来祈祷。